This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
I'm Bridget O'Boyle, Branding and Marketing Director for the Alatea English Edition, and today I'd like to introduce you to St. John of Beverley. John was born in Harpham, Yorkshire, England. After studying in the monastery at Canterbury under the great monastic teachers St. Adrian and St. Theodore, John became a monk at Whitby. Elected Bishop of Hexham in 687, he was named Archbishop of York in 705. John founded the Ministry of Iderwood, which later became known as Beverley, which became one of the most highly regarded centers of learning in England. He is also the bishop who ordained St. Bede the Venerable, now honored as a Doctor of the Church, who wrote about the life and miracles of St. John in his ecclesiastical history. In 1717, John resigned as archbishop and returned to the monastery he founded. He died in 721 and was honored as a saint immediately after his death. Let us pray. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider how their lives ended and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. Hebrews 13:7-9. O God, who wonderfully numbered among your holy shepherds, blessed John, a man aflame with divine charity and understanding for the faith that overcomes the world, grant, we pray, that through his intercession, we too, persevering in faith and charity, may merit to be sharers of his glory through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. John's story and life is so inspiring, and he was renowned for the miracles that he performed, both during his life and those that took place even after his death. Most famously, he cured a young man who was dumb and had reportedly never spoken a word in his life, and obtained from him the ability to speak. He took the young man under his wing and patiently taught him the alphabet and the fundamentals of language. After his death in 721, owing to the many miracles that occurred during his intercession, his burial site at Beverley became one of the most popular pilgrimage sites in England. He was canonized by Pope Benedict in 1037. The renowned English mystic Julian of Norwich and the martyred bishop St. John Fisher, who were from Beverley, had great devotions to St. John.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Recently, the Pope takes to his wheelchair as his knee treatment continues. The Holy Father was seen wheeled into an audience at Paul VI Hall. As treatment on his knee continues, Pope Francis made use of his wheelchair for his audience on May 5, 2022. He arrived in a wheelchair for an audience with a group of leaders of female religious orders this morning, a Twitter account showed. In the photograph, the pontiff is smiling broadly, in contrast to some of the grimaces that we have seen in recent weeks when he has been forced to stand or move, such as on May 4th during the general audience in St. Peter's Square, as shown in a photo taken by Paul Herring for Catholic News Service, or in a photo seen on our website from EWTN, which shows the difficulty that the pontiff had standing. The Holy See said February 25th that the Pope is suffering from acute gonalgia. In recent weeks, his participation in many events has been adjusted. The pontiff remains seated as much as possible and, for example, has chosen not to preside at a couple masses where he has given the homily.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
For over 30 years, Gregory Agabanon has traveled through West Africa to help people suffering from mental illness. With a generous smile, a serene face, and a peaceful gait, Gregory looks at his surroundings with a gentle and curious gaze. He has learned to slow down and to strive to see beyond simple appearances. Over the past 30 years, he has traveled throughout West Africa to help people suffering from mental disorders and illnesses. The 70-year-old man from Benin could be unnoticed with his utility vest and his rectangular glasses. However, he is one of those people who work day in and day out to build a better, more just, and more fraternal world. To build the kingdom of God here and now, he explains with all the humility that characterizes him. When you look into his eyes, you can almost see the face of the 2,000 people that he is the forgotten of the forgotten whom he has helped. Along with his St. Camille de la Saye Association, founded in 1991, to help welcome people with mental disorders. The association is centered in Togo, and we might see the face of John Vierre, a young man who spent 7 years in chains, bound up by his parents before being freed by Gregory and members of the association. We might also see someone like a young man who he discovered the day before Palm Sunday in 1994. A woman had gone to look for him, having heard that he was taking care of mentally ill people so that he could help her brother. But when he entered the house, he discovered a man chained, arms and legs on wet ground in a dimly lit room. When he recalls the memory, his eyes became cloudy, without hatred but deep sadness. His flesh was crawling with maggots, he recalled, and released him and treated him. He died with dignity, standing up, and he was not in chains. Gregory has no shortage of stories like this. The association has now welcomed 21 rehabilitation centers and provided free medication to more than 20,000 mentally ill people every month in West Africa. Many lives have been saved by their association, their self-sacrifice, and their inexhaustible energy.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.